Time to go down the farm. Chad Baker for WITY here on this Wednesday with Eric Beckett, our good friend from Illini FS. You hear him on the Focus on Nutrient Stewardship segments, both on air Mondays at 11:05, Fridays at 1:05, I believe, and then on our website with a dedicated page, Focus on Nutrient Stewardship, under the podcast section. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Chad.
We've got big news in the world of FS, and that's what we've come to the table here to talk about today. What's going on?
Yeah, definitely. So listeners may have already heard the news. It's already been out there for a little while, but we're coming up on the date when it's going to become official, and that's September 1. So Illini FS is officially going to become Sunrise FS September 1st. It's right around the corner.
Well, we don't want to scare people, but and obviously Illini FS was great branding for the local region for FS, but we talked off air. There's going to be so many things that are going to be positive about this merger that's going to open the world of products and services that you guys provide.
Yeah, definitely. So with two legacy FS companies coming together, so there's Legacy Sunrise FS, and they were really focused over in the western side of the state in Cass and Mason County. Mm-hmm. So with us merging with them, we are both retail divisions of Growmark, just kind of spelled out here. We're both retail divisions of Growmark, so we're just coming together mm-hmm. to be one retail division of Growmark within the state of Illinois. And really what that's going to do is it's going to streamline product efficiencies and better access to goods and services as well, too. Because if you think about position where Cass and Mason County is at, they're right on the Illinois River. And so that's going to open us up to some opportunities to access dry fertilizer and even some liquid fertilizer from river terminals that previously we haven't necessarily had access to.
And that's key, because in a world where everything is streamlining, the transport industry is so important to agriculture here in our region. To have the access to the river traffic, especially in that corridor between Chicago and St. Louis, where you have both the Mississippi River and up north you've got Lake Michigan, allows you to do some things that are pretty unique to those that maybe not have that access.
And I think you spelled it out really well, Chad. You think about, even in this part of the world, we rely a lot on rail, and rail has definitely serves us very well. But even you look at some of the recent events and even some of the recent news with mergers, even rail companies, rail is not immune to disruptions. And so it just really gives us more access, broader access to the goods and services that we all need here locally. So it positions us much better.
Well, let's jump into what that looks like for growers here locally. What can they expect to either change or have at their disposal that they didn't have before?
So really what we're hoping for is better security of products and hopefully some more competitive pricing for growers too. Just gives us better options, more streamlined. And then too, also want to focus that the faces that everybody's used to working with here locally, none of those faces are going to change. The only thing that's really changing at this time is just our senior management staff. And it's been condensed a little bit, but all of the admin personnel that you're used to seeing at the local facilities, your crop specialists, your fuel delivery specialists, all those people are still all going to be the same and same recognizable faces. So there's really not going to be any disruptions locally.
Now, we talked a little bit off air. The world maybe opens a little bit more for specialty crops for folks that are interested in doing that. There's got to be the right conditions in certain regions that do a little bit better with some of those than others. But for folks that want to explore that a little bit more, you guys have access to not only more information, but more services.
So the Legacy Sunrise FS has been in a part of Illinois where there are a lot of specialty crops that are grown. So we think about pumpkins. Morton, Illinois is the pumpkin capital of the world, and that's right in their backyard. So there's a lot of pumpkins that are grown, a lot of green beans, different squashes, and then also popcorn is a big commodity over there. And as we move into Indiana, popcorn starts to become a little bit more of a commodity. So what our hope is, as we get into those scenarios, we can draw on our experiences from the Legacy Sunrise to help service those needs as they come about.
And the tie-in for folks in Indiana a little bit stronger with this merger too. I know that for several years here, Illini FS, especially on the energy side, was looking for that expansion over into our Indiana counties. This just makes it one step closer to having maybe more of a full service offering for those Indiana growers.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't think it's any secret now that, just as you said, Chad, that we have had an energy presence into Indiana. But now with this merger, is also going to allow us resources and capabilities capabilities to put more of a focus in Indiana for those counties that we directly touch. I would really say between our Paris facility and our Potomac facility, and really be able to service those counties up and down along the Illinois-Indiana border. And we are actively seeking out where does it make sense to maybe put a brick and mortar facility at Indiana to ultimately service those Indiana customers to the fullest extent.
What are some other positives that are going to be coming out of the merger here that maybe folks either won't see necessarily right away, they may see it a little further down the road, or even in a situation where right on day one, whenever September 1st happens, we're going to see this roll out and it's going to be a positive for our area growers?
I would really say I just want to continue to highlight the service and combined capabilities with being it combined and more streamlined. I think you're going to see more efficiencies and greater access to goods and services as we move forward. Now, with any merger, there may be a few hiccups and some learning curves at the beginning, but we've been really working diligently since February when this merger was first publicly announced, working through making sure all the integrations coming together, make sure all those bugs are ironed out before we flip the switch on September 1.
Yeah. And so like anything right now that's Illini FS brand, we'll be changing to Sunrise FS, including the website.
Yep, including the website.
And right now, sunrisefs.com, I'm sure, is live and ready to roll because it was existing before.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So folks can navigate that coming up here. Anything else that you want to share with us here as far as the merger goes before we quickly dive into some other stuff here?
As we kind of think about, like you said, just like name changes, there will be a little bit of process. So if you're used to emailing somebody that you work with closely at, say, Illini FS, just be aware that some of the, you know, email addresses are ultimately going to change to Sunrise FS, but there will be kind of a grace period where both email addresses will work, but eventually we will go to all of that Sunrise email address. But as those things are updated or those things are changed, they will be available on our website for contact information. And locally, there will be local communications about that as well, too.
And the nice thing is those phone numbers will stay the same.
Yeah, phone numbers will stay the same.
Very good. Obviously, we're in that part of the year. We've been listening to the podcast focus on nutrient stewardship. We're kind of getting to that point where we're going to start seeing a little less green, a little more gold out there in the fields. Where are we at here this week? And what can we expect here around the corner that folks may either be not aware of or should be looking for?
Locally, right here in Vermilion County, this past weekend, we've seen some torrential downpours. Mm-hmm. We've seen some localized wind events. And so I want to really encourage growers to take field-by-field scenarios, get a good indication of just crop health, crop standability on a field-by-field scenario. And if you're in cornfields, you know, minus some of the cornfields that have really taken it on the chin the last few days, really encourage you to get out and do some stalk testing. Evaluate, are we getting some what I call premature dry down or that firing? Because those can be indications that maybe our nutrient management plans didn't go quite right. Even if all the nutrients are there, something below ground maybe not going right. And so it's this is a great time to kind of identify those type of things before we do go on to full-on senescence or dry down, and we lose some of that stuff. But right now, it's a good idea to get standability of your corn crop. If nothing else, just prioritize harvest. Mm-hmm. And then soybeans, continue to monitor soybeans. We're starting to get some of those foliar diseases show up that I've talked about in previous weeks, but those continue to still show up, especially I now realize we've gotten some recent rains. Yeah. But with these dry conditions, it kind of seems to flare some of these things up or makes it more visible. And so it's important to properly identify some of these foliar diseases that we're seeing. And for references, SDS or sudden death syndrome, red crown rot or brown stem rot, they can all have very similar foliar symptoms, but we need to distinguish which one because management strategies do look a little bit different for each one of those pathogens. So really just taking check of each of our fields and seeing what type of shape they are so we can make those appropriate management plans for years to come.
Very good. For folks that want to reach out to you with Illini FS, Sunrise FS,
Sunrise FS.
We got roughly a week and a half left of Illini FS, and we're going to savor that. For folks that want to reach out to you, the best way of doing that, Eric.
Yeah, so folks can still reach me personally at 217-318-9100.
Very good. That's Eric Beckett with Sunrise FS, the new standard here for FS in the area. Thanks for spending time with us down on the farm.
Thanks for having us in, Chad.
We'll have Greg Sillier on the way next with a look at your Illiana Ag weather here on WITY.